It's 8:14 on a Thursday. Yes, it's time. More of The Breakfast Club. With your host, John Boggs.
You're laughing. I don't even know what you're going to say.
It's one of those that pops in your mind. You're going, nah, better not.
Well, we can talk about it after we're off the air. Okay. Hey, our guests this hour are Debbie Howell, who's the Student Services Advisor at the John Jay Center for Learning. And she brought him with her, the Executive Director of the John Jay Center for Learning, Cindy Cash. So we've got a crew here. All of our answers are going to be, all of our questions are going to be answered about learning. And rather than learn the three R's of reading, writing, and arithmetic, we're going to talk about the three C's today,
yes.
Debbie.
Yes,
tell
we
us
are.
What the three C's are.
Why, good morning, John. The three C's for the John Jay Center is going to be our second annual C3 event, the College Career Connect.
Okay.
And it's more than a college fair. What we have to offer on September 19th is going to be 20 colleges should be in attendance, and then 6 financial institutions that can help students and their parents learn more about college and how to pay for it or how to afford it.
Okay. So that's September 19th?
September 19th from 4 to 8 p.m. is when the C3 College Fair will be.
Okay, so that's 4 hours. That's 240 minutes. You got 26 items, so it looks to me like you got about 8 minutes for each of them.
All right, speed dating.
I think that's, we talked about that. I think that's probably the answer, speed dating.
Yeah. What will be available to the students, again, will be to visit each college booth or the college booth that they are interested in possibly going to that college. But we also have 4 sessions that will be happening from 4 to 7. There's going to be every hour, 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, a FAFSA presentation that Indiana Wesleyan is going to put on, information about how to fill out that wonderful FAFSA application.
Mm-hmm.
And then 4:30 and 6:30, we're going to have a representative from the 21st Century Scholar that's going to put on a session about how to get around the 21st Century Scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
5 and 7, we're going to have the Portland Foundation scholarship information in the computer lab. And then at 5:30 and 7:30, we're going to have a couple of college students that are going to come in from
Ball State, right?
From Ball State, and they're going to talk about, they're going to share their insights on how to get organized and how to begin college life and answer any questions that students might have.
Wow. That is just, that is so much information in such a short period of time. Now, this isn't just universities and colleges.
No, it's not just university and colleges. Technical schools and secondary, post-secondary education.
Okay.
Like Amber's Beauty School is going to be there.
Okay.
And
Now, is there a list available on your website or someplace of the universities that are going to be there?
Yes, there'll be an ad that will be on and on the website at johnjaycenter.com. And there'll be a full listing of colleges that we have that have accepted our invitation.
Okay, so what does it cost to go to this?
It's absolutely free.
Really?
And anybody can come.
Now, do you have to apply in advance or just show up?
Nope, you just show up and work through the way you want to and the timing that you want to work through it. We had a really good attendance last year, and this is open to, we have adult students that come through, high school students and their parents that come through, people who are just interested in, maybe I want to go back to college, but I haven't really made that decision yet. Anybody?
What about an adult just interested in maybe taking a class or two? Is this a good opportunity for them, or is it going to be a little over their head?
No, I think if you're thinking about continuing education in some manner, it's a good time to show up and see what may be available out there. We'll be there as reps for the John Jay Center. So if you have, an adult or professional development class that you want to go through, we might be able to answer questions then, even on that.
Okay, so, and I imagine you're going to have legions of helpers with 26 organizations, the John Jay Center and everything, so everybody will get more than enough attention.
Absolutely, and it begins in the morning with the C3 event for the high school students. And with the high school students, what we're going to do is give them an opportunity to talk to college students who are currently there at their college, several from different places in Indiana. And they will have the opportunity to ask them questions and go through some different things on what they're experiencing in college right now.
Okay. Now, is this the first year?
This is the second year.
Second year. Yeah. Okay. How many did you have turn out last year? Do you remember?
We figured about over 400 that
wow.
came through. Yeah, it was a pretty busy place, so it's a fun and exciting time. And we have some giveaways that we're going to have this year. The high school students will have the opportunity to register to win an iPad.
Really?
Yeah. And
is it true that Cindy Cash is going to give her car away to an adult? No.
Oh. Which car?
What else? What's there for the adults, Cindy?
For the adults, it's an opportunity to just gain that information. For their students, if it's a first generation going to college, you're not sure what the process is, this is a great opportunity to just connect with the colleges and get that information and how to get started for your child.
Okay. You know, we before we went on the air, we talked a little bit about, you know, when I went to college, and they did have universities back then. it was very confusing. There was so much to do. And I can't imagine all the forms and all that you have to go through now. Is it really as complicated as I'm imagining, or is it going to be simplified so much?
It's actually probably not near as complicating. It's more time sensitive because a lot of things are online now.
Okay.
So when you do an application online, you have to do a lot of follow-up to make sure that things have gotten or people have received what you've applied for or where you've put it.
Well, when I went, there weren't computers. So I assume with the computers and for the FAFSA and all that, you can get your application, your information out to multiple sources using the computer. And
yes, you can. When you apply for your FAFSA, you can apply for it to go to up to 10 different colleges or universities. So with one application, it can be sent to 10 different places.
Okay.
But all that will be covered with the FAFSA session that we have, and
so,
that'll be available for question and answers.
And I know there's so much financial aid that goes through the students at the Jay County High School that this is probably pretty important to be there.
I would think so. We'll have, like I said, the FAFSA representatives, but also 21st Century Scholars and Portland Foundation. They have agreed to come and talk to parents and students about what they have available.
Wow. You were worried we wouldn't have 5 minutes worth of information. We've already gone 7 minutes.
Sweet.
We're going to go back to Jeffrey O right now, but when we come back, we'll get some final information for our listeners to make sure that everybody turns up for the C3 event on September 19th at the John Jay Center for Learning. But right now, we'll go back to Jeffrey O.
Not so fast, John.
Okay.
You know, I was listening and you said you went to school. Yes, I'm a parent. I know when you said you went to school. Were those when they had the stone tablets, you know?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you etched that on stone tablets.
No. We wrote on parchment.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Oh, so you've I'll been, get you for that one.
Yeah. It's been a while for you, John.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Enough of that. Enough of the puns. Okay. We'll be back with more of The Breakfast Club coming up with some more information. And yes, yours truly went through it last year. It was a very good program at the John Jay Center. So I advise all of you that have people going to college, plan to attend that event. All right. It is 23 minutes past the hour. This is PG-14, Jay Country 101.